This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Lok Sabha has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 a short while ago. 288 members voted in favour and 232 members voted against the bill. In the Lok Sabha, voting on the Waqf Amendment Bill was held after the conclusion of the debate. The opposition had asked for division of votes. The Lok Sabha held discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 as proposed by the Joint Parliamentary Committee. The legislation seeks to enhance transparency in Waqf properties management, safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the bill is constitutional and is being wrongly labelled as unconstitutional. He thanked all the leaders for keeping their views regarding the bill.
Yeh jo waqf user chalte firte mein koi kehta hai ki ek zamane mein yahan mera baap dada ya us zamane mein yeh zameen ko aisa istemal karta tha agar waqf board kehne par उस जमीन को उस जगह को वक्फ डिक्लेयर कर देता है तो ये कैसे हम मान सकता है कोई प्रमाणित रूप से अगर कहे कि ये उस समय वक्फ के लिए इस्तेमाल किया गया था सर्टिफिकेट दिखाइए कोई डॉक्यूमेंट दिखाइए तो फिर इसको वक्फ डिक्लेयर किया जा सकता है.
Earlier, moving the bill, Mr. Rijiju said the consultation process of the Joint Parliamentary Committee was the largest ever exercise carried out by a parliamentary panel in India's democratic history. He said the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. He said the legislation has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslim and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. The minister said the legislation is not intended to confiscate anyone's property. The minister said, as per the present bill, the Waqf boards will have representations of different Muslim sects and women. Mr. Rijiju accused the opposition of misleading people over the bill. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. Taking part in the debate, Anurag Thakur of BJP thanked several organizations for supporting the bill. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that the legislation will hit the secular image of the country. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the proposed legislation as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary. Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said no non-Muslim will come into the Waqf. He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions.
Waqf mein koi gair islamic sadasya aayega hi nahi. Ye spashtata samajh lijiye. Na mutawalli gair islamic hoga. ना वाकिफ गैर इस्लामी होगा जो धार्मिक संस्थाओं का संचालन करते हैं उसमें कोई गैर मुस्लिम व्यक्ति रखने का प्रावधान किया भी नहीं है हम करना भी नहीं चाहते हैं मान लो.
Meanwhile, various organizations across the country have welcomed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, terming it a new dawn of reforms and gesture of goodwill from Narendra Modi government towards deprived and backward Muslims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka this morning. On the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will travel to Bangkok on a two-day visit to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC, Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation Summit, being hosted by Thailand. During the visit, the PM will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Petong Tan Shinawatra, at Bangkok today. They will also witness the signing of several bilateral documents. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will inaugurate the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh in New Delhi today. Presented by Government E-Marketplace GEM, Startup Mahakumbh will conclude on 5th of April. During the three-day event, assistance will be provided to all startups so that they are ready to start selling on GEM. India and Australia have marked the third anniversary of signing of the Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement yesterday. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that after signing and implementation of the agreement, the total bilateral trade reached $24 billion in 2023-24. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 8 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Gujarat Titans comfortably achieved the target of 170 runs, losing 2 wickets in 17.5 overs. Josh Butler top scored for Gujarat Titans with an unbeaten 73 of 39 balls. Earlier put into bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru posted 169 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.